From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told Congress he will testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee this week, investigating Russian interference in last year's presidential election. He also said he wanted to appear before the panel to address questions about him that arose last week during former FBI Director James Comey's testimony. Sessions recused or removed himself from his department's investigation during the early days of the Trump administration, since he was one of the campaign officials who had met with Russia's ambassador to the United States before the election. There have been competing protests in several cities across the United States between groups saying that they are protesting Sharia law and groups saying they are protesting discrimination against Muslims. The anti-Sharia protesters were organized by a group called Act for America. Denise Samora is with the group.
There are radicals out there, and you know, people are saying that we're against Muslims. No, Muslims are attacking other Muslims. And we're bringing in these refugees that have the same ideologies.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups, says ACT is the nation's largest anti-Muslim group. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan are saying a uniformed member of Afghan Special Forces turned his gun on U.S. military personnel, killing three of them, wounding one other. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the assailant was instantly gunned down by American soldiers. A Taliban spokesman said the gunman was one of the men, their men, who had infiltrated Afghan forces ranks. This is VOA News. Turkey has formally arrested the country's chairman of Amnesty International as he awaits trial on charges of being a member of a terrorist organization. Amnesty International said in a statement that Taner Kilic's detention was a mockery of justice, and they called for his release. United States Special Forces providing technical support to the Philippine military, who are battling to crush Islamist militants in the southern city of Marawi. This comes as 13 Filipino Marines were killed in intense urban fighting. Lieutenant Colonel Joar Herrera is a spokesperson for the Philippine Army's 1st Infantry Division.
The presence of the U.S. counterparts facilitate the exchanges of intelligence, facilitate subject matter experts exchange, and also provides training.
The cooperation between longtime allies, the U.S. and the Philippines, is significant because Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, who came to power a year ago, has taken a hostile stance toward Washington and has vowed to eject U.S. military trainers and advisors from his country. Britain's Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May is still seeking an agreement with the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland that would give her the support she needs to form a government. Last week's election ended without any political party receiving a majority of the vote. May had called the election, hoping to boost support for upcoming talks on Britain leaving the European Union. Kosovo votes an early parliamentary election today, called in May when the government lost a confidence vote after the opposition accused it of not fulfilling promises to improve the country's standard of living. This man is a voter, and he lives in the capital, Pristina.
Honestly, I don't expect that much because previous governments didn't show that much for population. Hopefully, this time it will be better, and especially for the poor people, for somebody who doesn't work, that we have more than 45% of people that doesn't work in Kosovo.
Public opinion polls indicating a coalition of three former leaders of the Kosovo Liberation Army are in the lead. France's far-right political leader Marine Le Pen and the rest of her National Front party focusing on parliamentary elections being held today. She's running for a parliamentary seat in the north where her party is strong. But with President Emmanuel Macron's party, Republic on the Move, is enjoying a wave of support across France, and his party is expected to do well in today's voting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.